Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Mario and Aaliyah with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Queensland's award-winning Girls Firefighter Experience Camp has been scrapped after just 1 year, despite ongoing efforts to boost female recruitment. The decision comes as the Queensland Fire Department, or QFD, continues to see low numbers of women in frontline roles, with women accounting for just 4.7% of new permanent fire and rescue recruits in 2026. The free camp ran over a weekend in June 2024, introducing Year 9 and 10 students to frontline firefighting through rescue simulations, fitness training, and emergency response activities. Despite interest from schools and a waiting list of keen participants, the QFD says is exploring other initiatives to encourage more women into firefighting careers, including stronger representation in recruitment campaigns.
More in local news, Queensland government increased fines for illegal camping to $345, sparking outrage in coastal community Noosa. Noosa Council received at least 300 complaints about illegal camping this year, from littering to urine smells, leading to council to enforce the penalty to address the issues. However, Noosa MP Sandy Bolton argued that fining illegal campers would not help solve the problems. She said, quote, "If people have nowhere else to go, enforcement simply shifts the problem rather than addressing it," unquote.
In national news, under new racism standards, universities are required to adopt definitions of anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, and racism against Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. The announcement from the Royal Commission on Anti-Semitism and Social Cohesion is in direct response to the Bondi terror attack. Despite this, the government has not required or stated any specific definition to be adopted. The new rules and standards will also incorporate transparency measures of publicly disclosing salaries of vice chancellors, as well as revealing the amount of money spent on hiring consultants.
More in national news, a 59-year-old Adelaide doctor has been banned from practicing medicine in Australia after a patient accused him of grooming them between April 2018 and February 2022. The former doctor benefited by prescribing medication in the patient's name for his own use as well as having food delivered to his house. The South Australian Civil and Administrative Tribunal says, quote, "Lack of any evidence of reflection by the respondent in his behavior is concerning and that the man has behaved in a way that constitutes professional misconduct," end quote.
And in international news, this past Saturday marked the 31st year since the Srebrenica genocide, with thousands gathered in Bosnia and Herzegovina in remembrance. Mourners, survivors, foreign dignitaries, and religious leaders came together at the Srebrenica Potocari Memorial Center, commemorating the 1995 massacre that constituted the first legally recognized genocide since World War II. Denis Becirovic, chairman of the presidency of Bosnia and Herzegovina, stated that, quote, "If we fail to preserve the truth about our past, we will neither a present nor a future," unquote. Dutch ambassador to Bosnia and Herzegovina, Henk van den Doel, also stated that education remained the key to preventing repetition, to, quote, "translate this enduring warning into meaningful action," unquote. The annual peace march went ahead last Saturday, followed by the burial of 10 newly identified victims.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 12 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to www.fortablezat.org.au.